Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, hey, good morning. Hey, and we want to thank everybody for taking the time out of their schedule there, especially those 40,000-plus listeners that have tuned in to a show here on Blog Talk Radio via Home-Based Business 101. We just thank you so much for deciding to take time out of your day to listen to the things that we have to say. And I want to thank my grandson, Isaiah. That's right, Isaiah, my grandson, for helping introduce the show each and every time we come on the air. I mean, oh, wow. What can I say? Hey, people, today's show is called How to Balance Your Work and Family Life. How to Balance Your Work and Family Life. What good is all of it if, you know, it says, hey, you know, I'm going to give some things away today. When I say give some things away, you know, I'm going to give away some thoughts and ideas and where they come from. But, you know, I remember listening to Bob Marley's song, and he says, what good does a man the profit and gain the whole world but lose his soul? You know, wisdom is better than silver and gold. You know, so we got to have that balance between our work and our family life. What good is it all the things that you work for to do and whatever and your family don't really understand? It can turn out that way. Hopefully we don't want it to turn out that way. But what good would it be if it did? And then he has another song called Rat Race. This is a rat race. There's a human race. There's a dog race. And this is a rat race. Hey, there's a quote Lily Tomlin has. You know, some of y'all might remember her. She was on that piece of, oh, wow, great, with Goldie Hawn. And, you know, I'm trying to remember the show now. It goes all the way back, you know, to when I was a youngster. But anyway, she says, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Let me repeat that. See, because everything that we do is about redefinition. She said, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. I'm not a rat. How about you? Are you a rat? I'm not a rat. Don't call me a rat. I'm going to repeat that quote again. I think it's so powerful that Lily Collins, you know, has this quote. She says, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. So what does that mean? That means we need to redefine the parameters of how we participate in existing things. If we don't come up with a redefinition of reality, then we are forced to a reality that's defined for us by others. I'm going to read that quote from her one more time, just one more time, so we can really get a grasp. She said, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're a rat. You don't want to win in the rat race. You want to win in the human race. You want to win in a way that makes you more human, not in a way where you just, you know, like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I'm special and unique. Get mad with me all you want. I don't really care how you feel about that. I want to win in a special and unique way. I don't want to win the way of the world. Earth, Wind, and Fire used to have a song called, hey, Ways of the World, you know, House of Fire. No desire. Take it high and high to the world where you belong. See, you don't want to win in the ways of the world. You want to find a way to have, as our topic today is dealing with balance between what you do and having peace of mind with those special people in your life, which is your family, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren. Or some people say refer to your clan. Why can't y'all have a special place on this earth? Why do we have to be competing like, as again, the quote that I used from the top of the hour, like rats? I'm not a rat. I don't like being reduced to thinking of myself as a rodent. I'm a human being. I'm part of divine creation. Okay, I didn't preach enough this morning on that part. Okay, let's get into this, and, you know, call. In essence, you're not alone. If you think that working family life balance is a small problem, you may be interested to know that an additional to a few companies that have recognized the issue and taken the lead in establishing life balance programs, there are numerous organizations, foundations, universities, and groups doing research on this topic. Organizations as diverse as religious groups, government agencies, human resources, and companies and behavioral scientists now study these issues, and not just because it is the right thing to do. There are real economic advantages to companies that recognize the need for life balance and create a work environment to help the employees live their lives more fully. Companies spend a lot of money training and keep employees happy employees. Because happy employees will stay longer, live longer, and contribute to the company longer. But we're just scratching the surface and understanding the true human toll to an unbalanced life takes. Many have studied the involving societal issues and their roots in overworked and lost community connection. If you want more balance in your life, you need not wonder whether it's all that important. Let's talk about the reasons you need this balance, okay? I'm going to talk about the reason you need this balance. Reason number one, health. Living an unbalanced life where work dominates can significantly affect your health. Long and stressful work hours can cause problems with heart, your blood pressure, and your sleep cycles. See, this is important, health. I know people that work 2, 3, some 4 jobs, trying to survive in today's economy. Hey, I got a solution to that. I'm not going to go into all of that right now. I'm just going to talk about the problem. But if you want to, you know, hey, tap into the solution, how to get off all of them different job cycles you work in, and I know that, you know, I got friends out there, and then there's some kind of the 40,000 listeners out there that's listening, and some probably some people that are going through that. You know, trying to find their way, working a job here, job there, you know, whatever, because you haven't figured out a way to put out what you want in the universe to make the universe work for you. Again, another book that we went through called Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale, in which he talks about if you put your intentions out to the universe, you will be drawn to it and it will be drawn to you. Just believe me, that is true. That's not, you know, some high metaphysical, philosophical theory. Things will come from nowhere, and not really nowhere, but it comes from the universe that will be drawn to you and you drawn to them. People you never met before, don't know, and when, you know, all of that can happen. But I'm saying that in reference to this health issue. See, a lot of us are doing long and stressful things that cause problems with our health because we don't have enough faith and belief that we can do what we want to do. You have some desires. What are the desires of your heart? Find a way to deal with them. See, studies show a significant increase in heart attack and stroke since the advent of the 70-hour work week. Again, I said it's a 70-hour work week. 70 hours? What are you talking about? They work 40 hours. No, they don't. If you got 2 and 3 jobs, you're probably working 70 hours to 80 hours a week. Don't have time for your family and your children. Your children are latchkey. All kind of mess and madness is going on in your house because you don't have time to be there. Children do need to be supervised. I hope you haven't forgotten that piece. If you have a family, your children do need to be supervised. They need your love and attention. Without them receiving your love and attention, they're going to be raised by the world, and the world ain't that kind. And you can give them all the instruction that you want while you're away from home, but the best instruction is the instruction you give them while you are at home. So it's important that you focus on that. As we become more out of shape, sleepless, experience our problems, we are no longer the powerful asset to our employers, nor can we participate fully in family and social life. It's vital to be free from disease to live life to the fullest. Free from disease, the first disease you have to free yourself from is the disease of participating and things that do not make any sense. But some of you say, well, I can't do that because I got to pay this bill this month. I understand you got to pay the bill. When you make a way, God will make a way. You make a step, God will make a step. You have to free yourself from participating and things that do not make any sense. I know some people say, that's easy for you to say. See, I got to deal with this today. No, you don't. You can make a change. You can make a change. I'm telling you, the world will not end today if you make a change. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. Things will move forward. Might not move forward the way you used to, see, but we got to have a rupture. Uh-oh. And let me explain what I mean by a rupture. We got to have a rupture. We got to have a breakaway from what we used to doing. Other than that, things are going to stay the same. You're going to have the same problems, the same negative people around you, and life would just go on, and you're going to be like a rat on a cylinder, just running, 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 going nowhere. You got to have a rupture, a departure from what you used to doing. Hey, the next step is you need, in order to have this balance, you need to have emotional wellness. Your ability to get back to your family, friends, community, and your own emotional ability depends on a balanced life. As overly dramatic as it sounds, you are likely to experience emotional problems, need counseling, and suffer from anxiety attacks or other problems if you have no time to decompress and relax. You got to have, what you're talking about here? So we all got anxiety attacks. And you got to know how to decompress and relax. There are numerous scientific studies on the benefits of relaxation, recreation, and meditation. And these benefits are both physical and emotional. See, how do you find time to relax? I know some people, they're so high-strung. They don't know what it means to just go in a room and put some music on and just sit down, relax, listen, and be quiet. You can't be ready to take on the issues in your family, support your spouse, parents, siblings, and children, your friends, if you have no emotional stamina. If you spend all of your focus and attention on work and you find yourself so tired at the end of the day that you don't even want to talk to your family, you have a problem. And your family may not wait around for you to resolve it. See, this is deep here. You know, you really need to have time to unwind. Hey, you listen to the Bible Jai here this morning here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, and if you got a question or comment or something you'd like to share as we deal with this topic this morning, hey, you can send us a text at 252-406-0774. Or if you'd like something for us to address on future shows, again, you can send us a text to 252-406-0774 and send us your email address in that text. And we'd be more than happy to get back to you. Hey, the societal impact of all work and no play has damaged and destroyed many a family, and divorce rates continue to climb. Children grow up barely knowing their parents because they are away at work all the time. Again, what good does it do for you to profit and gain the whole world but lose your soul? Spend time with your children. Spend time with your loved ones. See? Don't chase the dollar so much that you're empty. Family vacations are a thing of the past in many families. Vacations get postponed, and many employees find themselves losing their current vacation time because they had rolled it over for so many years and just not taking the vacation they deserve. Your emotional reserves are depleted. You have no patience with yourself or others. You're short on sleep and even on time to think about what you want to do for dinner. Is it any wonder that psychologists and psychiatrists are busier than ever? See, people got tremendous psych problems right now going on. People are tremendously unhappy because they have not taken the time to focus on the basics. Live life, be merry, be fruitful, and multiply. Live life. Bob Marley, again, you're going to hear me say Bob Marley a lot of times, one of my favorite artists. He says, live if you want to live. Key word right there. He says, live if you want to live. Now, if you don't want to live, go ahead and be depressed. That's on you. That's your choice. That's your desire. You have to decide to live. You have to decide to take full control of your life. And I know they got people out there saying right now, you don't understand. I got this bill to pay. Yeah, so what? I got one to pay too. You find your best way to deal with it. But they ain't going to stop me from living. They ain't going to stop me from waking up in the morning. Some of the things that I do, wake up in the morning and go, right now it's pecan season where I'm at, and stop me from waking up in the morning, going to a tree and being thankful and picking some pecans out of the pecan pod and gathering me some nuts that I like to eat and enjoy, my wife likes to eat and enjoy. Or I could be saying, you know, I got this to do, that to do. I ain't got time to pick no pecans this morning. Live if you want to live. You have to make that choice. I can't make it for you. That's not Baba Jahi's choice for you. You have to make that choice. You have to decide that you want to live. Because we're going to get to this next factor of how to balance less stress. We have talked about the health implications related to all work and no play, but stress is its own health factor. Even if you like your job or you like your business, if you have no time for anything else, stress will get you eventually. And you hear me got solid right there real quick. And I pause because what is the joy that you're experiencing in life right now? If you have no joy in life, you're not living. You're dead and you just might as well go on get the undertaking, get your family people together and all of that and go and plan your funeral because eventually you're going to be dead and they're going to need to bury you anyway. Not to say that we all don't die. But what is the joy that you have in life? You have to have joy. You have to find some joy. If you don't find any joy, your life is just going to be nothing but a bowl of stress. And eventually it's going to take you out. Eventually it's going to take you out. You've got to find a way to have joy in your life in order to have work and family balance. So we got to eliminate that stress factor. Next is family and community. This is a deep one. You know, it's really hard at times because, you know, those of us that want more and want to do more is we have a lot of times we have problems with dysfunctional stuff that goes on in our families, you know, because a lot of our families are not ready to make that break, to make that change. They're not really ready to have a proactive, self-sufficient life. They have settled for the humdrum. They have settled for slavery. They have settled for other people controlling their lives. And for those of us that have not settled for that, we're the odd bird. We're the strange character. We're the ones that they look at and say, well, I don't know what the heck is wrong with you. You know, I'm going to go do what I got to do because I got to pay this bill this morning. Life is more than bills. Life is about living. Have you stopped to figure that out lately? Life is about living. We need to learn how to live again. You have to learn how to live again. And that brings us to the last point that I want to cover this morning. As we talk about how to balance your life. Life goals. Do you have any? I hope you do. And again, as I go into this last point, yeah, you're listening to Baba Jahi here this morning on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And hey, if you have a question, a comment, or you like to get the information that we're sharing this morning called How to Balance Your Life, all you have to do is send us a text at 252-406-0774. Put your email address in there and we will get this information out to you. Life goals. Everyone has goals. I hope you do. And you're probably no exception. You may have work and career-related goals like promotions, expanded responsibilities, and recognition as an expert in the industry. These are all fine, but be sure you don't just focus on your job. Many people come to identify their success and license position in their job and the recognition they get there. They become disabled or sick, or if they retire, they suddenly find they don't know themselves anymore. See, I'm going to pause here a second because I have you know, friends that have worked in the correctional industry. And I remember a friend of mine telling me, you know, he's about to retire and he wanted to transition out. And as he transitioned out, he wanted to make sure that he had something to do. He said, because most of the people he knew, once they retired from the prison system, within 2, 3, 4 months, maybe a year or so, they died. Because they had nothing else to live for except going to that job. I mean, that was that particular job. I mean, it could have been other jobs for other people. But, you know, he said he didn't want that to happen to him. And so, he came to me and said, you know, I need some business ideas. Because when I roll out of here, from being a correction officer, because as a correction officer, I'm in prison every day with the prisoners. And I've developed a way to deal with that. But when it ends, I know guys will say, well, it ends, they're going to go home, they're going to sit, they're going to go fishing, whatever, and da-da-da-da, and this, that, and other. He said, but usually, at least four or five of my friends within 3 months to 18 months, they were dead. Because, see, they had developed a new set of goals other than showing up to be workers at the prison. They had no identity at work, so they don't know who they are. They may have lost family and friends or become strangers to these people, unaware of important events that happened at home while they were at work. So they have to get to know themselves and their loved ones all over again. For some, this is an impossible task. I'll repeat that again. See, people have to get to know folk all over again. And for some, this becomes an impossible task. Be sure to set personal goals, family goals, and general goals in your life for growth and happiness so it does not become an impossible task. Whether it's going for a master's degree in the fine arts you love, learn how to fly a plane, or playing the piano, you should have goals that keep you involved in other parts of your life. While you are setting goals, don't forget your family goals. Perhaps you've always wanted to take your wife to Hawaii. Set a goal and a timetable and do that. Okay, hey, I'm going to wrap up here because I know I don't want to get in trouble with anybody out there. Listen, if you got some family goals, revisit them and then set a timetable to do it and make it happen. A timetable to do it and make it happen. Hey, as we get ready to embark on World Series, week coming up in baseball with the Detroit Tigers and the San Francisco Giants playing each other. Believe me, what I just finished sharing with you, that's what the managers on these teams are going through. They reach a tremendous goal in their lives in terms of being able to get their teams to the big dance, the World Series. And as people are saying, Detroit should run away with it and all of that. And both of the coaches are very nervous. Mickey Leland, he likes to smoke cigarettes. My position on cigarettes, they will kill you and your health. I'm not condemning him, but I mean, that's one of his things that help him get through what he has to get through. The coach for San Francisco, he likes to chew tobacco. You know what I mean? And that was one of the biggest things in the article, was talking about how they're going to deal with their coping strategies as their teams compete. What are your coping strategies for as you compete with life? Whatever your coping strategies are for as you compete with life, you need to hone in on them. You need to be thankful that you are here another day to have another chance to make it another way. Be blessed, be thankful, and do all that you can to make your world better. And make sure that you have balance in your life. Sometimes it can get stressful. Believe me, I know. I've been there. And, you got to push forward. And you got to be able to hit them goals. But at the same time, make sure to the best of your ability that for that personal inner circle, should be your family, those that want to walk with you. Don't leave them behind. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 this morning, talking about how to balance your family and work life. And we thank you for tuning in, especially the 40-some thousand-plus listeners that have been listening to a show here on Home Based Business 101. Until next time, hey, God bless you. And, hey, tune in again tomorrow we're going to be doing a show on how to win a free iPad. Oh, I can't get it. But that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. How to win a free iPad. Till next time, take care. God bless you. And we really enjoyed being here to share with you this morning. Peace.